Happy, happy, happy Monday. This is the 144th day in the year of 2021. There remains 221 days left in this year. So guess what? It's not too late to get your COVID-19 vaccination shot. For those of you who have not gotten up the courage, or maybe not, you know, being brave enough, or maybe you're still skeptical, it's not too late. I will be talking with Dr. B.J. Hicks from Riverside Methodist Hospital today at 4:30. He's coming to give you some information and maybe somewhat ease your mind, that, you know, you'll feel better about going to get your COVID vaccine shot. Well, welcome. Thank you for tuning in. This is Linda Sims, the name of the show, A Voice of a People, here on WWGH 107.1 FM radio. We also stream live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com. We offer a free app called TuneIn that you can download on any electronic device, cell phone, iPhone, laptops, or computers, and search WWGH. That's real small, so you have to look really closely, but it's on there, okay? Just download it, and anytime you want to listen to WWGH 107.1 FM radio, the app is already on your phone, and all you have to do is tap it, okay, and search WWGH. If you would like to call in and be a part of the program, have any questions, or would like to make any comments, that telephone number is 740-383-9944. Let me share with you those who faithfully support A Voice of a People, starting with Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC, 1325 North Main Street, Marion, Ohio. Telephone number there is 740-382-8552. Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson, 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio, 740-223-1515 is the phone, or www.logoschristianministries.com. Their ongoing announcement, free produce every third Saturday of every month, and the next will take place June, I think it's the 19th, it can't be the 24th. I'll put down today's date. It's Monday. It's been going pretty good, but as I was writing this down, I guess I used the wrong date. So let me get that for you really quick. I think that would be, excuse me, June the 19th. It begins at 12 noon and ends at 2 p.m., so make note of that on your calendars. Connect with other people who can benefit from the free produce. Last but not least, Inspect Ohio, your one-call home inspection company with 29 years of experience working for you. Owner, Cheryl Lee. Location, LaRue, Ohio. Phone, 740-262-0939. And I really like to give them a shout out. They have been with me faithfully for the past 6 years, and I thank God for each and every one of them. And thank you for those who listen faithfully. If you're a newcomer, thank you for joining in on the show today. And hopefully, you know, you will become a faithful listener or supporter, okay? I'd like to start my show off with a thought for today. This thought is called, Be Here Now. Not tomorrow, not next month, not next year, but be here now. I had to go to another site so I can make sure I had the date right. Oh, it's up already. Thanks. It's considered good thoughts for a healthy mind. Thought for today. Be there now. The past is history, so let it go. The future is a mystery, so let it come. The present is a gift. Be truly in the present today and release all your fears based on the past and your worries imagined futures. This is the work of someone who truly wants to awaken and break free from the anchors and burdens of dead yesterdays and speculative tomorrows. The past. Sometimes we find it so hard to let go of past experiences, and we continue to let them to burden us and to cripple us from moving on. I've heard many people say, face your fears and move on. It would be a different story if we could go back to, if I could go back 20 years and change some of the hardships, some of the knocks upside the head that I see from just life itself and my choices, wrong choices. But they are, were not wrong choices, but it's just what becomes of wrong choices. And we look at them as something that was devastating, something that really stopped us from moving on. It just really, you know, put us dead in our tracks. Every experience in our life has a reason, has a purpose. They're like building blocks. You're supposed to learn something from them. It should be a stepping stool. And sometimes we continue to go back and relive it. Not only relive it, but do it again. Even though it was so hurtful and we can't move on from it. And maybe that's why we do it again, because we can't move on from it. How can we learn to chalk up the past to just experiences, just a part of life? It was just a path that I had to travel so that God could let me see where I was, where God can see, I can help me see where I need to go. Where I need to go. Because going back there is not going to help me. Standing still is not going to help me. I must move on because there is a future for me, and God does have a plan for me to move on. How bad do I want that plan that He has for me? God says in Jeremiah 29:11, I know the plans I have for you. The plans and the thoughts that I have already put in motion. I put those plans in motion before I even brought you here. And people say, well, how could that happen? God is sovereign and He is Lord. There's nothing too hard for Him. You know, He is your maker. He is your creator, as creator of heaven and earth. He brought you here. He just got your mother and father together to bring you here. But He is the one who shaped and molded you and brought you forth to be a part of His creation on this earth. So, let me go back. The present is a gift. It is a gift to be alive today. And as God has shared with me, it's a beautiful day to be alive. Many did not live to see this day. But God has graced you and I to be here to see this day. So truly it is a gift. Be truly in the present today and release all your fears based on the past and your worries imagined futures. Because a lot of times we worry about the future. Well, what's going to happen? Am I going to be able to fulfill the future? Sometimes we get hurt. Our body gets hurt. We may have broken a bone or have migraine headaches that we can't get rid of. And those type of things also hinder us from moving forward. Well, how can I move forward? And my body is not acting like I need it to act. Some things we just have to get over and keep on moving. Just keep on moving forward. And when you can forget the past, or let it stay in the past, accept the present as a gift, and your worries about your imagined futures, and stop worrying. God said, if you worry, can you add one cubit to your height? Can you make yourself taller, wiser? You know, can you? No. So stop worrying. Lord bless and say the same. Tomorrow's going to come regardless, whether we're here to witness it or not. It's coming. So we should not worry about tomorrow. And it says, this is a work of someone who truly wants to awaken. Yes, let us wake up to reality, to life itself, and all the beautiful things that God has to bring us to, life has to offer us, and our children and our grandchildren. Truly, it doesn't look all that bad. Sometimes we look at today and we hear the news and, oh, woe is me, woe is me, woe is me. It's a mess. And all those things come crashing down on us as if it is our individual thoughts. And some of us will have a thought and maybe, you know, have some of the answers that will help mankind. And that's a good thing, you know. But worrying will not change anything. And let us break free from the anchors and burdens of dead yesterdays. So that's what God is saying today. Yesterdays are dead. All you need from yesterday was the lesson that you learned from yesterday. Whether it was a good lesson, whether it was a bad lesson, did it help you to prosper? Maybe you fell on your face, you know, but get up, dust yourself off. I heard people say that. Dust yourself off and just keep on going. Like when a baby's trying to walk and they fall and cry and you dust them off. You maybe kissed a boo-boo, like what they call it, a boo-boo, you know, when they hurt themselves. And it encourages them to go on, to get back up, stand up, and walk. So God wants us to do this. It seems like sometimes the older we get, the more stagnant we become. We're like scared to move. What happened to that bold toddler when they were learning to walk? Where are you? You know, or that kindergartner that raised up their hand to answer every question because they knew it, right? Where are you? So let us move on, okay? It's a brighter day. We live moment by moment, so take advantage of your moment. Smile and be thankful and love on somebody today. Now, I'm waiting on BJ Hicks. Now, we know this is Monday, and I'm just realizing I think I gave them my personal phone number. And if I did, he will be calling me on my personal phone number, and I will have to apologize to him, and he'll have to call me back on the radio set. Duh. I have duh moments. Do you have duh moments? I do. Sometimes I think way too many duh moments, but it's Linda. It's me. So just bear with me today. And I pray that he does too. So he's supposed to call in at 4:30. He's not going to convince you, but he's going to try to reason with you and give you good facts and information about the COVID-19 vaccination. And I think it's going to be all three vaccines we will be discussing today. So, I'm still waiting, Dr. B.J. Hicks. We are waiting patiently for you to call. It is 4:30. Okay, everybody, just give us a second here. Oh, I have to give a shout out to Joe Pittman, who had the Flawless, I Am Flawless conference at TGP this weekend. Blew me away. Everything that transpired in those 2 days, the women who came forth, the women who talked, giving their personal stories, you know, exhilarating God and lifting Him up, and how they have learned and they're pressing on with their lives and they're encouraging other women to do the same thing. And that's powerful. We just have to realize what God has already given us along our journey through life. We have picked up pieces and parts, ammunition, wisdom, laughter, tears. We've picked all those things up and we have carried them throughout our life that we can build this great structure of faith for our God, because it is He that have brought us here and not we ourselves. So, I don't know how long we're going to be waiting for the doctor. Because you ever been to a doctor's appointment and you're sitting in the examining room 5, 10, 15, 20 minutes and here he comes. So, long as I'm still in the air when he does come, I'm okay with that. But I'm kind of really anxious to interview him and for you to get some information for the COVID-19 vaccines, information about that. And since we've been going through this over a year now, with this being May, can you believe that we're in May already? Almost June next week. Time is really moving fast. So we have to get busy with our lives and move along with time. Okay, Doctor. I guess while we're waiting on him, tomorrow we will be having Marion Matters. Heidi will be my guest tomorrow. She's been on before, but, you know, because of COVID, a lot of people didn't come on last year, and we just had telephone interviews. And, you know, they have dropped a lot of the stipulations, and people are coming out more and going to picnics, you know, going to the park and coming together as a society. So some of the doors have been open, and we're just going to take advantage of those open doors, and we're going to go forward with that. Okay, let me see what else I can get into while we're still waiting. Doctors are so important, aren't they? This is just a kickoff. They're having a Facebook Live on the 27th, and I think that takes place at 7 p.m., and a couple of our Marianites will be on that Facebook Live program, and they will be talking about some of the things that they had gone through as far as COVID-19 is concerned. So some of you may be able to even benefit from that. You know, it's another step forward to help encourage and give people knowledge about the vaccine. So hopefully you would take advantage of that too. Well, I'm going to try another thought for today, and it's titled Count Your Blessings. Count your blessings. Name them one by one. If I gave you 5 minutes, how many blessings could you name for me? Or name for yourself? To let yourself know that, hey, I'm here for a reason. God is blessing me and prospering me and keeping me and encouraging me. The biggest the biggest promise that I can think of right now that is in the Bible, and that's Hebrews 13, 5 and 6, where God promises, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. I will be with thee always, even until the end of time. And even beyond that. What a promise. Your mother leave you, your father leave you. You know, we only have so many days upon this earth. You may be a widow. Your wife may be gone, or your husband may be gone. You have children. People even lose their children, siblings. And God has promised, I will never leave you nor forsake you. He says, I will not loose my hold on you. That version you can find in the Amplified Bible. It is so touching and so convincing that he will never leave you nor forsake you. Never, ever leave you alone. And how often do we think that we are alone? Oh, I'm tired of being alone. I'm tired of sitting here by myself. Nobody calls me. Nobody comes over to see me. No one cares about me. God is always there. He will never leave you, nor forsake you, nor give you up. He just will not. He will not. What a promise. He will not. He says, I have loved you with an everlasting love. Everlasting, that is forever. That is forever. Now, you know, what I say this thought for today was, I'm like, doctor, where are you? Oh, yeah, count your blessings. Sorry. That's what that one is. Count your blessings. Name them one by one. There's a church song that's titled, Count Your Blessings, Name Them One by One. I got started trying to count my blessing when the Lord woke me up this morning and started me on my way, clothed and in my right mind, with a mind to serve him. By the time you get that done, that I was, he gave me strength to get out to bed, to get into, here's our call. Hello?
Hi, this is Dr. Hicks.
Hi, Dr. Hicks. We were waiting for you. How are you today?
My apologies. I had full day at clinic, and then they added a second interview, and I got a little turned around with the what button to press and what phone number to call. So that's my apologies.
Well, that phone number was part of my fault, too. I've already apologized to my listeners, so I'm going to apologize to you, too.
All right.
And I am so sorry.
That's okay.
She asked me for my number. I'm saying, oh, my personal number is da-da-da-da-da. And I thought, oh, no. He won't be on the show if he called my number. So I did what I could to make sure you got the right number.
Okay, excellent.
Thank you for forgiving me.
No worries.
Okay, now I have prepared my listeners. I do have a few questions for you. First of all, I have introduced you. Is there something that you would like to add to being a vascular neurologist and why you have taken this upon yourself to address the public as far as the COVID-19 vaccine is concerned?
Well, in addition to being a vascular neurologist, I'm the co-director of the Comprehensive Stroke Program at Ohio Health Riverside Methodist Hospital. I am also a member of the board of directors for the Columbus as well as the Midwest Board of Directors for the American Heart and American Stroke Association. And I come doing information about COVID hesitancy, especially as it relates to the Black community. I come to that as an African, as a Black male physician who has seen this unfortunate virus disproportionately affect those that look like me in all sorts of communities, not only urban, not only rural, but everything in between in this country. So I like to meet people where they are. As you know, Black folks are not a monolith. We have a wide variation of backgrounds, experiences, and other kind of demographic things that make us extremely unique. So I like to talk to people about the vaccines wherever they are and in any way. So that's why I always put my best foot forward and raise my hand for initiatives like this one.
That's great. So you have placed a high, how can I put it, importance on this vaccine shot.
It is the way out of this deadly pandemic, you know. There are two ways to end the pandemic. That's for everybody to get infected or a large, large amount of people that are available or appropriate to get vaccinated to get vaccinated. One is exceedingly more safer than the other. We're learning more and more about just how much protection we get from the vaccine. You know, oftentimes in medicine, something gets approved for use, and then actually the more we study it, we kind of walk back our enthusiasm. But actually the vaccines, it's actually turning up our enthusiasm, because what we're noticing in real world understanding of the vaccine, it's actually stronger than we originally thought.
Oh, okay. So a lot of people say, well, why do I have to take two shots?
That's a great question. You know, like anything, we would love for it to just be one shot. We'd love to have it to be zero shots, quite frankly.
Right.
But it really has to do with the science of those particular vaccines. They're called mRNA vaccines, and all that is how the a piece of the vaccine is delivered into our body for us to be able to recognize the virus if we were to ever encounter it, in the real world. So mm-hmm. if we were ever to be in around the COVID virus, we have the information through the vaccines to say, I'm used to this, and I remember what this looks like, and so our bodies can naturally develop a strong response to it. For it to be two, the first is what we call like a booster shot. So it's a way for our body to remember kind of what this is. And then once you get the second shot, that is to for us to really swing into action and for our immune system to be primed in a much stronger way in case this were to ever get in front of us. Mm-hmm. And I think what we're learning is that to have two shots, we just get so much more protection than if we were to have just one. And that's what we're starting to see. So although two is a bit of a downer to get something done twice, you really get a strong, strong reaction by getting two. And the reaction is basically protection.
Right. Absolutely. And, you know, a lot of people think, well, the government doesn't always tell the truth. How can we trust it?
Yes. So our people and, you know, anyone that knows the history of our people in regards to healthcare in this country, they certainly have a leg to stand on as far as being a little hesitant about government's involvement in our health. That dates back to slavery and using us basically for experimentation. And then it unfortunately goes on into today where, you know, sometimes even the modern healthcare system We are often late to the party. You know, we're often late to getting cutting edge health care. We're often late to getting basic medical care. But in this instance, it's different because we finally, well, I can't say finally, but we now have a vaccine that has been well studied in our people of all different ages. We were, there was good percentages of black folks in this country that were enrolled in these clinical trials, and it showed robust response. You know, it showed that it was really working, not only in our people, but in all types of people. Mm-hmm. And we, and it's now openly available to all folks. So unlike the slights that we've had in our history where we were robbed of cutting-edge health care, mm-hmm. we were robbed of the latest and greatest as far as keeping us safe and healthy, this is actually allowing us to be getting cutting-edge therapy at the same time as other people. So just like anything else in life, you know, it's not all negative. We have to know when something is equitable and know when something is seen finally on the up and up, even with government involvement, and we have to make good use of it. You know, we because when we act hesitant with that, just like when we act hesitant with getting primary care, checking in with your doctor, you know, knowing signs and symptoms of stroke, for instance, which is what I do on a day and a nightly basis. You know, we don't want to turn a blind eye to that, you know, because that is our way out. That is our way to stay healthy. And the same goes with having the opportunity to get this vaccine, even though the government, you know, did provide it. It's on the up and up. It's an equitable distribution of the vaccine, and it's to help everyone. Because, again, science in this instance does not discriminate. You know, people that are not vaccinated of any color, any age, any region of the country, that is a problem for everybody, because that's how variants spread. That's how you get, you know, we can put our health care at risk. We can put our individual hospitals at risk, and we can develop outbreaks of different versions of the virus. So it behooves this country to vaccinate absolutely everyone.
Well, and that's including children too, right? Teenagers?
Yes. In fact, my niece and nephew here in Columbus, they're one of the first within the 12 to 15 age range to get vaccinated as soon as the state of Ohio approved it. And, you know, they are beautiful black kids, and they were right at the front of the line, and they were on the front page of the local Columbus Dispatch as a result. And again, that comes behind science. You know, this was not, you know, just something that the scientific community just decided. No, just like this was studied in adults, it was also studied in kids their age, and it's currently being studied in as far as how safe and effective the vaccine is for kids. I think it might be even as young as 6 months to 2 years of age up until that 11-12 frame. So young children are now being studied, because, you know, think about the other vaccines that are offered to small children. So, you know, we have a long track record scientifically of children being safely vaccinated, and we strongly believe that this will be no exception, but we have to study it. You know, we can't just assume when it comes to our children.
That's true. That is so true. And so far, they have not been affected like adults. You know, the number
of
them, right?
Yeah, that's right. And the protection seems to be even higher. And the likelihood of those unfortunate, you know, but very rare side effects, they do not seem to be nearly as common, which is great to see.
And, you know, after we watched all those people, like, piling up and been putting in the trucks that had the refrigeration in them, the dead bodies, like up in the New York area, And people were saying, oh, they're just really faking that. That's not really real. That virus is just not that dangerous. Could you share a little bit on the danger of the vaccine, please? I mean, the COVID-19.
Yes, it is very, very dangerous. Now, just because we do not live in a city that has over 8 million people, that has a large amount of international flights in and out of the city, we were not first in line as far as being hit with a deadly coronavirus that we weren't familiar with. So, unfortunately, those stories and those visuals out of New York, were very real, but they were really hard for us to understand because it may not have been occurring to that effect where we live here in central and in north central Ohio. But I'm here to tell you, COVID is here. COVID was here. It is devastating. It was particularly devastating when the numbers were much higher during the winter months here in this state. And, I just really feel that although that is, yes, one extreme, I think people think of this as an all or none thing. They think of this virus as either it does that or it doesn't exist, or it does that and it wipes people, off the face of the earth in this one fail swoop, in this very hard and devastating way, or it doesn't exist. And that just is not true. You know, we often talked in the hospital, you almost wish that there was, it looked like a storm outside, or it was something that people could visually see flying through the air, because, if people didn't see it, they didn't understand what was happening to individuals who were in the hospital. They didn't understand about the people that contracted COVID, thought they did okay, stayed at home for a while, and then were rushed emergently to the hospital and never left. Or people that got COVID, was doing well, didn't need to be in the hospital, but then a week or two goes by and they have a devastating stroke and a horrific heart attack, and other organs are failing as a result. Or somebody who's young and may not have needed ICU care, or may not have spent months and months in the hospital, but became extremely fatigued and developed headaches and dizziness. And months after the virus cleared their body, they're still not quite right. And they still don't feel like they could jog down the street, let alone run marathons like they used to. And all its hosts of other, issues that happen to people that contract COVID. And, one study that recently came out showed that there's about a 33% chance, or one out of three people who contracted COVID developed some sort of neuropsychiatric condition.
Oh,
and these
wow.
were survivors, people that ended up living. They were still left with residue of depression or anxiety, terrible headaches, dizziness, memory issues, foggy feeling, balance difficulties, strokes and seizures, and even psychosis. So, although it wasn't, kind of whipping through a town like a hurricane where you can physically see the damage, so many people that contracted COVID suffered in silence, and certainly their families did as well.
Right. I know a lady here in Marion, Ohio, who contracted the disease, and she said she would not wish that on her worst enemy, and she hurried up and got her vaccine shot. So,
Exactly. And, I don't know if she still has symptoms, but, that may have been someone that, to someone who works in the hospital for a living, we may say, hey, that was a great outcome. But yet still, that's her take-home message, and that's a message that she wants to tell everybody, that she would not wish that on her worst enemy. And, she may not have been the type of person that spent months in the hospital or had a long-standing, impairment as a result. So that's just letting everybody in on just how devastating this is.
Right.
And in comparison to getting a shot, a vaccine that, after millions and millions of people in this country having been vaccinated, the likelihood of a notable side effect is really minuscule. So when you really do the pros and cons between those two options, I mean, the door is wide open, and it's an obvious choice, and that's to get vaccinated.
Right. So you've answered a couple of the questions in in your consultation. I'm going to ask you this one. Is it possible to contract the disease after vaccination? You have any statistics on that?
Yes. You know, like everything else, it's that, the vaccine is not from the Lord Almighty, if you know what I mean. You know,
right.
There's few things in science that are 100%. You know, whenever somebody says it's 100%, everyone should throw a side eye at it. And vaccines are no different.
Right.
Now, when the mRNA vaccines, that's the Pfizer vaccine, that's the Moderna vaccine, when the numbers that people quote, which is 94-95% effective or protective, you know, you have to flip it. Okay, well, what's the percentage of people that did contract the virus? It was not 100%. It's a small number, but that doesn't mean that it cannot happen. It protects you very well. You know, there are medications that I prescribe for stroke care that dramatically lower somebody's risk for stroke. But when a patient says, "So this means I won't have another stroke," I cannot say that.
Right.
You know, and these are medications, and often medications that all of us, you know, maybe listening or kind of in the community, take from their doctor. And the protection is nowhere near 94-95%.
Mm-hmm.
So although it's not 100%, it is very, very strong protection. And also, if you act a certain way, if you know that, hey, if I'm in a real crowded place where there may not be a lot of people that are vaccinated, I can't pretend that COVID's over, you know,
right.
Especially if it's indoors. I should continue to wear a mask if I know that the people inside this place are not vaccinated. That is still an issue. So if you know how to act in the context of COVID and this pandemic, and you get vaccinated, that percentage is really, really robust. And finally, I will say that although the percentage of COVID was not of people that were vaccinated that ended up getting COVID, although it does happen, it's a very, very small percentage, like I mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is that the serious complications of COVID, the hospitalizations, the ICU stays, the death, those percentages are minuscule. And I think that's really what is so notable about these vaccines, is if you get vaccinated, and God forbid you were to get COVID down the line, the likelihood of that being a serious COVID is exceedingly, exceedingly low. And a serious hospitalization, we just do not see that in noticeable numbers for those that are vaccinated. You know,
right.
So a lot of times we'll find out, oh, you had COVID, and they say, oh, really, I did? You know, I was just here to get a test.
Right.
You know.
I found out
and it wasn't someone
it.
Who's being rushed to the ICU.
I'm so sorry. We are out of time. The radio will turn off on its own. Hopefully, we can do this again in the near future. Dr. Hicks, thank you, and God bless you. You gave us a lot of food for thought.
You're listening
to
WWGH Radio, LP 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio. The place to talk. From presidential nominee, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams.
Okay, well, let's, here we go. It's announcement time.
Did I want to write myself on an independent ticket and run for president of the United States?
What inspired this?
A lot of the situations where it's quite evident that it's time for a change. Everything must change. If there were no butterflies, if there were no caterpillars, there'd be no butterflies. Change, change, change. That's what it's time for, Scott. You know it. Terry Tackett knows it. Scott Anthony knows it. Brianna knows it. It's time for a change. Not just in the housing market. I'm talking about globally. Our United States government is spending more money on building prisons and earning money per capita of inmates and then won't give a darn about cutting school spending. Our teachers and our educators are underpaid, if you ask me. Underpaid. Our kids need to compete with other nations, like China. The list goes on. I'm just sick and tired of walking up to little children and them being clueless without a PC.
WWGH Radio, Marion, Ohio, 107.1 FM, the place to talk. Find us on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com. Look for us on Facebook by searching WWGH Marion, Ohio 107.1 FM and clicking like for exclusive content.
Programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by CRT Mechanicals. Address 2842 Marion Waldo Road. Telephone number 740-225-4495. Webpage crtmechanicals.com.
Hey everybody, it's Pastor Steve Whitaker from the Pastor Spot. We are on every Tuesday at 5:15 and replay again on Wednesday at 3:15. We take pertinent issues of the day going on and look at them in a biblical perspective. So we'd love to have you listen and just, you know, call in, just get a conversation going and have a great time on the show.
Pastor Steve Whitaker is the pastor at Community Christian Fellowship in Prospect, Ohio. Address 209 East Water Street. The Marion Towers Apartments are a supporter of WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Address 400 Delaware Avenue. Phone number 740-387-9050. Programs on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM are brought to you by Williams Grass Cutters. Telephone number 740-272-0062. Website WilliamsGrassCutters.com. Facebook page at Williams Grass Cutters. Email w.grasscutters@gmail.com.